on the West Jesmond squad today, the Colts, and West Jesmond being introduced right now. They were late arriving. Traffic coming out of Keeneland on a man of war apparently was a big problem. Eddie Vail will lead it off, the eighth grader in center field for 18-4 West Jesmond, top-ranked team in Region 12. Paige Hobgood, the freshman second baseman, batting number two. K.K. Tate will pitch, freshman and bat number three. Senior third baseman Alexis Thompson bats fourth. It'll be Emerson Collins catching, the junior bats fifth, and Emerson Collier, the eighth grade right fielder, batting number six. Hitting seventh is Haley Corman, the senior who will be in left field. Abigail Myza, it's M-Y-S-Z-A, freshman first baseman, hits eighth. And Ava Smith, who is a seventh grader at shortstop, batting number nine. That's the lineup for West Jesmond. Montgomery County ready to take the field and be introduced right now. And we will be back and start this game coming up. We'll give you the Lady Indians lineup for today. Montgomery County under Matt Puckett, 20-2 on the season. And we'll be back at Tommy Reffitt Field in 2 minutes.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
We're back here as we get ready for the first pitch. Riley Martin is on the mound for Montgomery County today. Riley comes in a 9-1 record, three saves, a 2.73 earned run average, 97 strikeouts in 77 innings. She's been in 16 games, 10 of those as a starting pitcher, so this is her 11th start of the season. Montgomery County with Lily Hill at first base, Jaden Oney at second. The shortstop is Madison Cox, and at third base, Addison Rogers. In the outfield, left to right, Taylor Payton left, Hagen Stills in center, and Brooklyn Banfield in right. It's Reagan Oney behind the plate, and Riley Martin is on the mound, and we are ready to go here on what's turned out to be a cooler, overcast afternoon. And let's play softball. Addie Vail leads it off, batting left-handed, and takes the first pitch, and it's in for a strike. So Vail leading things off, a 5.26 batting average for Vail, and takes this pitch, and it's over the outside corner from Martin for strike two. Left-handed, she's running up on the pitch and kind of stepping a little bit toward first base, and that's taking her away from that pitch over the outside part of the plate. And that time, that one was well outside, and she does take ball one. Good waist pitch. It's a ball and two strikes. Six doubles on the season for Vail, the eighth grader, and now Martin Reddy, and takes just off the plate outside, and it is all even at 2-2 for Montgomery County. Addison Rogers, the third baseman, is playing several steps in front of the bag in the infield. Everybody is in pretty tight. Now we have the home plate umpire goes down and says something to someone down the right field line, and now heads back behind home plate. And Martin is ready. Here comes her 2-2, and it's a little pop-up in the infield right to Riley Martin in front of the circle, makes the catch, and there's one out. So a little pop-up to the pitcher. Here's Paige Hobgood. Hobgood is a .451 batter, 11 doubles, a triple, has a home run, and has driven in 20 on the season, right-handed batting freshman, and the first pitch is hit high in the air and foul back behind the screen down the third baseline for strike one. K.K. Tate will bat next. In the outfield, Stills just a little bit. She's moving back a little bit closer to straightaway center field. Outfield is not extremely deep, and the pitch is hit high in the air into shallow left field, and going back is Madison Cox, the shortstop, to make the play, and there are two outs. Of course, Cox, most of the time, is behind the plate. She is playing at shortstop because of Sarah Zink's injury. She's undergoing a concussion protocol. That moves only back behind the plate, where she's been playing most of her career, although has been in the outfield this season. So a lot of shifting going on defensively for Montgomery County. Here's Tate, right-handed batter, and the first pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Michaela Tate, a .426 batting average, 8 doubles and 2 triples on the season. She has, as she takes a pitch here that's a little bit low, and it's 1-1. If Tate can reach, Alexis Thompson would bat next. Martin delivers, and the ball is popped up, foul, back out of play, and the count goes to 1-2. On the season, Martin has walked just 18 batters in 77 innings. So she has had excellent control. A 2.73 earned run average for her. Tate in and waiting on the 1-2, and the pitch is ripped foul down the left field line. Really got around on that pitch that was up and in, and it's holding it 1-2. Amy Weimer, the West Jesmond coach, down the third base coaching box. 1-2 again, and that ball is ripped foul down the left field line. We're still at 1-2. West Jesmond as a team, a .389 batting average coming in on the season. That pitch is just a little bit low, and it is all even at 2-2 with two outs here in the top of the first. Glad you're with us for today's game here on WMST. Thanks to all of our sponsors. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that's taken, and I don't know where that one was, but it was called 3. When I say that, I look around the press box for somebody to tell me where that pitch was out of the zone, and I don't know. It's a full count, and Martin pitches, and it's hit high in the air, again, down the left field line, and it hits on top of the fence. So still alive, and that's been a good bat for K.K. Tate. She has made Martin work here. This will be the ninth pitch of Tate's at bat here in the first inning with two outs. Cox really pulled around the hole at short. There's a ball hit out into right center field, and Stills comes over, and the ball bounces out of her glove. Didn't have really good position on that with her glove there coming running to her right. She kind of backhanded the ball instead of catching it with her glove out, and that'll be an error. And a runner on with two outs here in the inning. Here's Alexis Thompson. 441 batting average for Thompson. 13 doubles, a couple of home runs, and she leads this team with 35 runs batted in. Right-hand hitter and takes a pitch in for a strike. Tate has three stolen bases on the year. West Jesmyn has stolen 33 bases in 34 attempts as a team. That pitch is high, and it's all even at 1-1. Thompson batting and Emerson Collins waiting in the on-deck circle. Thompson just one of two seniors in the starting lineup. Montgomery County has but three. That pitch is in for a called strike. Thompson kind of gave that look like, really? And it looked like a pitch that was right down the heart of the plate. One ball. She didn't give that look back to the umpire, though. Here's the 1-2. And it's popped in the air foul. It'll get back out of play. And the count stays at 1-2. So this West Jesmyn Colt team, they're making contact on the ball here in the first inning against Martin. Riley, back of the pitching rubber, steps on, and she delivers, and that one just inside. And it's three balls and two strikes. She's really crowding the plate there. That was very close to being a strike. Here comes the payoff pitch, taken up high. And now it's a full count, 3-2 the count to Thompson. So Martin trying to come with a strike here. Make her put it in play rather than move a runner into scoring position with a walk here with two outs in the first. And the payoff is fouled straight back. And we hold it 3-2. West Jesmyn in black pants, red tops with the gray numerals and trim. Montgomery County in their gray uniforms today with blue numerals trimmed in white. And again, we get the payoff pitch, and it's taken high for ball four. So Thompson waits out Riley Martin, and there are runners at first and second with two outs. And here is Emerson Collins, the catcher, who comes to the plate with a sweatshirt on, wearing a sweatshirt covering her uniform top. So we only assume it's Emerson Collins. We can't see her number. First pitch to the right-hand batter is taken a bit high for a ball. West Jesmyn is showing a lot of patience at the plate. Here's the one-ball pitch. Ripped foul high and down the left field line. Really pulled that ball, and it's one ball, one strike. And umpire Brian Blankenship goes over and retrieves some softballs out of the Montgomery County dugout. Montgomery County with a win over Clark County yesterday, and after today's game, the Lady Indians will have 3 days off. Here's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. 3 days off before they travel to Madison Central early next week. Then they'll also be at Franklin County on the road next week. Here's the 1-2, and it's a rip foul over off the Montgomery County dugout. Count holds at 1-2. Martin trying to get out of just a little mini jam here in the top half of the first inning. Runners at first and second, two outs. The 1-2 is hit high and foul. And the count stays one ball and two strikes. Emerson Collins, I'm going to wait on a chance to get a call third strike. Looks like she's going to swing that bat up there. Martin again with the 1-2. And the ball's hit out in the left center field, and that will be caught. Nice play on the line drive made by Taylor Pate for the third out of the inning. So Martin gets out of it. In the top of the first, West Jesmyn with no runs. No hits. There was a Montgomery County error and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with no score. Montgomery County coming to bat when we return to Tommy Reffitt Field after we step out just a minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Michaela K.K. Tate is on the mound for Wes Jesmond, the freshman. Wow, what a season she has had so far. A 16-4 record. She has been in 20 games, all as a starting pitcher, 20 of their 22, has pitched 103 and two-thirds innings. That's 26 more innings than Riley Martin has for Montgomery County. Has given up 86 hits, 44 runs with 33 earned, has struck out 112 in 103 innings with 30 walks, and a 2.23 earned run average, and she has thrown 1,660 pitches. She has thrown 500 more pitches on the season than has Riley Martin. And Lily Hill steps in. Left-hand batter, the first pitch is taken outside for a ball. Hill comes in batting, 429. Lily with six doubles, a triple, and two home runs, and pops this one foul down the left field line to even things up at 1-1. It's Hill and Oney and Cox to bat here in the bottom half of inning number one. Hill steps in, even stance from the left side, lays that bat back on her shoulder, then cocks it a little bit and takes down low, and it's two balls and a strike. Tate working hard to keep that ball down low. Third baseman is a couple of steps in front of the bag. Tate checks her wristband and pitches, and it's fouled back, and the count goes even at two balls, two strikes. Tate is not, she's not very big. They list her at 5'5". She's ready to work with the 2-2 pitch, and it's taken outside, and the count is full at 3-2. Tate takes the mask off for a moment and steps back of the pitching rubber. Now, back and ready to go. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. And it's hit out into left center field, caught by the shortstop on a dead run out into shallow left field. Making that grab for Wes Jesmond is seventh grader Ava Smith. And that's the first out of the bottom of the first inning. Here's Reagan Oney. Oney hitting 605 on the season with 14 doubles, 2 triples, 11 home runs, 27 extra base hits out of her 49 hits overall, and has driven in 42 and has taken a strike. 0-1 the count. Hits from the right side. That pitch is taken a bit outside, and it's even at 1-1. Tate working fairly quickly. Ready and deals, and it's a ground ball to the third baseman. She was in close and came up on a big hop to her. Easy play, and that's the second out of this first inning. Two up and two gone for the Lady Indians. Madison Cox will step in. 468 her batting average. Cox has 12 doubles and 2 triples and 5 home runs, and she's driven in 38 on the season. Right-hand batter and goes after the first pitch and fouls it away to the right side for strike one. Top of the first inning, Martin threw 32 pitches. Tate, looks like she'll be well under that into the bottom of the inning. And there's a line drive off the glove of the shortstop into left field for a base hit and on to second base as the throw came in. Just alert base running by Madison Cox to get to second base on the throw. Montgomery County has a runner in scoring position with two outs. And here's Riley Martin. Martin's hitting .431. She has 9 doubles, does not have a home run, 27 runs batted in. So Tate now working with a runner on base, outfield straight away and fairly deep. Martin has plenty of power, just hadn't hit one out yet. Takes that pitch low and away for ball one. If Martin can reach, it'll be Addison Rogers to bat next. West Jesmond put a couple of runners on in the top of the first inning without a hit, but left him stranded. And there's a ground ball. It's bobbled by the third baseman. The throw is just in time for the out. So able to come up with the play is Alexis Thompson to end the Montgomery County first. No runs on a hit and a runner left on base. We played an inning. No score between the Colts and the Lady Indians when we come back in 90 seconds.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Great guy to deal with for your insurance needs at Hoffman Robertson. Here is the ball hit high in the air to the shortstop, and Madison Cox makes the play. Emerson Collier is a quick out here to start the second inning. That's the third pop-up that Martin has gotten in the first four outs. Here's Haley Corman, the senior left fielder. Corman will step in with a batting average of .377, and she's down a strike from Martin. After Corman, it'll be Abigail Miza to bat. There's a ground ball back through the middle, backhanded and off the glove of second baseman Jaden Oney, and that'll be a base hit. First hit of the game for the West Jesmond Colts, and they have a one-out base runner. 16, Corman has stolen one base this season. Here is Mizak. Mizak will bat and pops the first pitch out of play for strike one. Mizak, a .317 batting average, has three doubles, three home runs, and 25 runs batted in on the season. Right-hand batter. Martin's one pitch, one strike pitch is popped foul and out of play down the left field line. And Martin gets ahead, no balls, two strikes. So Martin ahead of the count, no balls and two strikes. Runner at first with one out. Martin leans in, delivers, popped up again. Left the third base side, coming over in foul territory is Martin to make the play. And there are two outs. And here is Ava Smith. Smith is a seventh grader. .275 batting average, has a double, has played about two-thirds of their games, takes a pitch up higher, is batted about two-thirds of the time of some of the regulars. She takes high for ball one. Not a very big strike zone for this young lady. Gets in the number nine position, made a nice play at shortstop there in that first inning, and takes that pitch. But she backed out of that, and that was very close to being a strike. But it's two balls, no strikes. Martin didn't miss by much with that. She is backed off maybe a couple of inches there and takes that pitch high. And it's three balls and no strikes. And leadoff batter Addie Vale is waiting in the on-deck circle for the Colts. Martin trying to see if she can make a comeback here and kind of lets up on that one, but it went high. A four-pitch walk. Second walk given up in these first two innings by Martin, and there are runners at first and second again with two outs. And here is Vale, who popped out to Martin her first time up. Worked the count to 2-2. Again, runs up on the pitch and takes outside for a ball. Rogers down that third base line is alert for the bunt or the slap hit. Here's the 1-0. That's taken on the outside part of the plate for a strike. That's the place to work her. She doesn't look like she wants to go after that pitch. Waiting for something to come over the inner part of the plate. Here's the 1-1 and ground ball to the third baseman. The glove and overthrown at first base. And that's going to get a run in. In fact, that's going to get two runs in on the overthrow all the way to third base. And Montgomery County made an overthrow there, but got away with it, backing up as Cox. And Wes Jesman has taken a 2-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. So the throwing error, Montgomery County's second error of the early part of this game, and the Lady Indians are down 2-0. And another runner at third base, and here is Paige Hobgood. Takes that pitch, and that's taken for a ball, but that's a strike right there, folks. That pitch is over the inside part of the plate. She's crowding the plate. It looks like it's going to hit her, but from up here, you can get a pretty good look at that pitch. There's a ball hit well to center field and deep, and that ball is going to be out of here. Paige Hobgood with a two-run home run, and it's a 4-0 lead for Wes Jesman. Here in the top of the second inning, they have taken advantage of a throwing error and turned it into what are now four unearned runs for Hobgood, only her second home run of the season. And now we got a conference going on at the mound. Ball's well hit right just to the left of dead center field by Hobgood. And here is K.K. Tate, who reached on an error her first time up. So the Lady Indians are going to have to come and play comeback in this game. Down 4-0. The pitch is ripped foul, and that almost got the coach down the third base coaching box. Strike one. No balls and one strike, the count. Tate batting and Thompson on deck. Seventh batter they've sent to the plate. There's a ball hit down into left field. That'll be in for a base hit. Tate will stop at first base as Tate gets the ball back in quickly, but another base runner here with two outs. Here's Thompson, who walked her first time up. Right-handed batter hitting in the number four spot. And Martin delivers. That pitch is down low for ball one. Well, West Jesmond, the top-rated team in the 12th region coming in here, and they have gotten off to a good start. There's a pop-up foul back out of play to the left. One ball, one strike the count. And it is, again, it's a young team. A couple of seniors and a junior, and then all the other players are ninth and eighth and seventh in the starting lineup for West Jesmond. Here's the 1-2, and the ball is hit high in the air to deep right center field and going back, and that gets over the head of the right fielder. Another run's going to score, and trotting into second base is Thompson, and it is a 5-0 lead for West Jesmond. Reganoni is going to trot out to the mound to talk with Riley Martin. His balls have been well hit. A little break in the action, and so it started with a pop out, then a single, then another pop fly, then a walk, and then an error. And instead of the inning being over with no score, a two-run home run, a two-run home run that followed the two-run throwing error, and now we've had a single and a double, and ninth batter in the inning, and the pitch is coming in, and that's a bit low for a ball. Martin delivers, and that pitch is taken high. Two balls and no strikes to count. Ninth batter in the inning. Emerson Collier is waiting on deck. Martin delivers. That pitch is down low, and it's 3-0. Well, again, with Hill having pitched yesterday, you wonder if Martin is unable to settle down here, what Coach Puckett will do. There's a pitch in for a strike. 3-1. Again, Martin has already thrown a boatload of pitches here in these first two innings. And there's a ground ball. Foul ball just outside the bag at third. Rogers went over and it went off her glove, but she was already in foul territory, and the count is now full at 3-2. Martin trying to end this inning right here. And the payoff pitch is hit high in the air to fairly deep left center field, and coming over is the left fielder, Pate, to make the play, and the inning is over. But it's West Jesmond with five runs. They do it on four hits. There were a couple of Montgomery County errors and a runner left on base. Lady Indians have committed, there's one error. The Lady Indians have committed two costly errors here in the first couple of innings, and they're down 5-0. They'll bat when we come back here in 1 minute.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Hey, here's great news from L81 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of L81 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of L8, including new peach L8. Get more details on our website, L81.com, and on all L8 social media. And remember, the peach is back.
Addison Rogers, who will lead off the Montgomery County second inning, Emily Brock and Taylor Pate to bat, and Lady Indians find themselves needing base runners here in the bottom of the second, down 5-0. So Pate is ready to work. And the first pitch, a good fastball, swung on and missed for a strike. Well, you get this 5-run lead, and it allows K.K. Tate on the mound to just kind of rear back and bring it in there and let her defense make plays. There's a pitch in for a called strike, and Rogers quickly down. No balls and two strikes. Rogers, a .381 batting average on the season. At the inside of the park home run yesterday, takes outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. And Tate delivers, and the ball is hit well to left field. That'll drop for a base hit. Quickly back in, and so Rogers with the leadoff single. Montgomery County's second hit of the game, and here is Emily Brock. Brock with a .292 batting average. She has four doubles, a couple of home runs. Has driven in 23 runs on the season, the right-hand batting senior. The designated player batting for Brooklyn Banfield is out in right field. And the pitch taken outside for a ball. Riley Martin has thrown 59 pitches through the first two innings today. That's a lot of pitches to throw in a couple of innings. Here's the 1-0, swing and a miss, big rip by Brock. Couldn't catch up, and it's one ball, one strike. The shortstop is playing kind of towards second base a little bit. Good gap between the third baseman and the shortstop. 1-1 pitch is way outside, and it is 2-1. Taylor Pate is in the on-deck circle for Montgomery County. It'll be Tate throwing to Pate coming up next. Here's the 2-1 and a big rip again and no contact, and it's all even at two balls and two strikes. So Brock trying to shorten up a little bit, see if she can make contact here. The 2-2 is outside, and it's a full count. We've had a same scenario. We've had three pitches that have been outside, followed by a pitch that's been over the heart of the plate and swung a miss, and now we're full at 3-2, and the ball is fouled straight back. Count stays at 3-2. That pitch was up a little bit, but a little bit too close to take. Brock keeping her bat alive. Emily steps in. Tate not wasting much time, and again, it's a foul back. This will be the eighth pitch of this at-bat. Everything up till now has been pretty quick for K.K. Tate on the mound. Brock battling her. And again, the 3-2. And again, a foul ball. So three times in a row, Emily Brock has been able to foul off a 3-2 pitch. Back in, and again the payoff, and it's hit to left field, and that will drop in down the left field line, racing into third base, and holding up right there is Addison Rogers. So Brock, a good piece of hitting there. Really battled, keep that at bat alive. Montgomery County has back-to-back singles to begin this second inning, and here is Taylor Pate. Pate, a .338 batting average. Pate has five doubles, a couple of home runs. Has driven in just eight runs this season, but in an RBI situation here with Oney on deck. And now we'll get Banfield, I think, who, again, the flex players, so Banfield will come in to run for Emily Brock at first base. So it's Banfield at first, Rogers at third, and Pate coming to the plate. Montgomery County with their number seven batter up here with two on and nobody out. Pate ready. Pate waits. Pitch taken outside for a ball. From the scheduled starting time, this game is already an hour and 15 minutes old, but of course we got started much later. There's a ball hit into center field. It'll hang up long enough. It'll be caught. Runner tagging at third will score easily. Having to hold on at first is Banfield. So the sacrifice fly gets Montgomery County on the board, and it's 5-1. Jane Oney bats next, .355 her batting average with three doubles and a couple of home runs, has driven in 13. Right-hand batter. Stills is the on-deck hitter for Montgomery County. The off-speed pitch, a little number, the second baseman who gloves it, has to go to first. They throw back to second, but it gets away from the shortstop, but holding on is Banfield. And there are two outs with the runner in scoring position now. And here is Hagen Stills. Stills now with a .357 batting average. Hadn't been up a bunch, 14 times with five hits. Right-hand batter. Takes a pitch high for a ball. Five to one, Montgomery County trailing West Jesmond here in the home second inning. And there's a slow grounder to the first base, and first baseman picks it up and tags Stills as she runs by. And the inning is over. Montgomery County, bottom of the second, gets a run on a couple of hits. And they leave a runner on base. Two innings have been completed. It's West Jesmond 5, Montgomery County 1. We'll be back here in 90 seconds.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Montgomery County making a change at second base, I believe, as Jay Noni's going to come out. Stills will come to play second base, and the Lady Indians will send Kylie Maynard out to play center field, and I assume she'll bat in Jade Noni's spot in the batting order. Top of the third, Emerson Collier popped out to Madison Cox, the shortstop, leading off last inning, but things went downhill from there for Montgomery County. Pitch off of the out of the strike zone for ball one. After the pop out, in fact, two of the first three batters popped out, but then with two outs, things got rolling. There's a pitch taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. And now Martin trying to bounce back. See if Riley, who again, all those runs were unearned last inning. There's a ball hit into left field, and it'll be over the glove of Madison Cox, who almost got to it. And there's a leadoff base hit here in the third inning. That's hit number five in the game. With five hits and two walks and two errors and a lot of base runners for Montgomery County. Riley Martin in the defense to deal with. Here's Corman and takes the first pitch for a ball. Corman had a base hit and scored the first run of the game last inning. One ball pitch is fouled straight back at us, and it's all even, a ball and a strike. Abigail Mizak is in the on-deck circle. There's a check swing, and they're going to say that she went, so that's going to be strike two. 1-2 the count. Reaganoni asking for the appeal and got it. Boy, there's a pitch that looked awfully good, but I think they say it was a little bit high, and it's 2-2. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and just a little bit high there, and it's a full count of 3-2. Martin has missed by not a lot with a lot of pitches. And here comes the 3-2, and it's pop foul back out of play. And hanging in there, as these batters from West Jesmyn have done throughout these early innings. Another 3-2 count. There's a check swing, and that's strike three. Came in on the wrist, and that's the first strikeout of the game. For Riley Martin. Here's Abigail Mizak, who popped out to Martin down in front of home plate. First pitch is in for a strike. See if Martin can kind of get into a little bit of a rhythm here. One strike pitch. That's strike two. Ava Smith is in the on-deck circle. And Martin deals the 0-2, and that's taken for, I don't know where that pitch was. That is strike three all over the place there. Wow. It was called a ball. It's 1-2. Again, we're looking right down on that, and that pitch couldn't have been low, and it covered the plate. Swing and a miss there on a pitch that was out and away. Back-to-back strikeouts, two outs with the runner at first, and here's Ava Smith, who walked her first time up. Again, not much of a strike zone here for Martin to try to work with. Riley deals, and that comes inside for a ball. Martin is ready, and deals, and that's up high, and it's two balls and no strikes to count. There's a strike. 2 and 1 the count. Smith. Again, her left elbow is over the plate. She hits the ball high in the air to first baseman, and coming down the line is Hill to make the play in foul territory, and the inning is over. So for Wes Jessamine, in the third inning, no runs on a hit and a runner left. We go to the bottom of the third. Wes Jessamine leads it 5-1. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Lily Hill leads off the Montgomery County third with the Lady Indians down 5-1. Left-hand batter. Hill has taken ball one and takes that pitch up and away, and it's two balls, no strikes. Hill hit a little kind of soft liner out into shallow left center field of the shortstop for Wes Jessamine. Went back and made a terrific play on the ball to begin the Montgomery County game offensively. 2-0 here. That pitch is low and away, and it's three balls, no strikes. So Hill a pitch away from becoming a one-out or a leadoff base runner for the Lady Indians. Reagan Oney waiting on deck. 3-0, that's over the outside part of the plate for a strike. Hill has walked more times than anyone else from Montgomery County, 14 on the season. Hits this ball to the shortstop, and it's gloved, and the throw is just in time for the first out of the inning. A nice play made out there by, again, the seventh grader, Ava Smith. One out in the Montgomery County third. Here's Reagan Oney. Oney batting with Madison Cox in the on-deck circle. Tate pitches, and the ball is hit out of here. That one's gone off the bat. You have to wait on that one. I mean, that ball was really, really hit. Well, that ball got out about as quick as any softball I've ever seen get out of a park, right there from Reagan Oney, who just hit her 12th home run of the season. And it's a 5-2 game. Here's Madison Cox coming to the plate. Cox singled her first time up, got left stranded at second base. Well, it's 190 down the lines here, and well, that ball was way over. There's an off-speed pitch that floats in for a strike. So K.K. Tate, after giving up that home run, she says, here, try this, and came in with a good off-speed pitch to Cox. There's a pitch fouled away and out of play, and Madison is down, no balls, two strikes, with Riley Martin waiting in the on-deck circle. So Cox trying to put something in play here, down two strikes. She waits on this pitch and pops it down the right field line, and that will get back out of play down in the visitor's bullpen area. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Well, one thing Montgomery County wants to do in this game, down 5-2 now, is they want to make K.K. Tate throw a lot of pitches. She has thrown a lot of pitches on the season. You want to try to tire the youngster out a little bit if you can. Hope you can keep West Jesmond where they are offensively. That ball is way up and outside. Ball and two strikes to count. Yeah, Tate is only a freshman. She's not very big. Has pretty good velocity. That pitch is low and away. And it's two balls and two strikes to count. And the break-even pitch, an off-speed pitch, and she fouls it at the plate. Just managed to get out. That was a ball, but, you know, when you get two strikes on you, you want to be aggressive, and she's going to kind of commit it early on that off-speed pitch and manages to keep her at bat alive with that foul tip. We stay at 2-2. Another off-speed pitch is hit well to left field, going back and making the play. Again, that off-speed pitch, he couldn't just quite really rifle that ball, and it's well hit, but the second out of the inning. So two outs and nobody on, and here's Riley Martin, who grounded out to third her first time up. Martin trying to see if she can help herself out, and Addison Rogers moves to the on-deck circle. And Tate pitches. Swing and a miss at a good fastball that was just a little bit off the plate outside. One strike to count. And the 0-1 is hit back through the middle for a base hit. Martin hit that one sharply. She'll be at first base with two outs. Montgomery County has now matched West Jesmond in hits with five, even though they trail 5-2. And now we'll get a courtesy runner that will come in for the pitcher. Martin, and coming on for Montgomery County is Kinley Auxier. She's running at first base. Rogers singled and scored the first Montgomery County run last inning. Got a sharply hit ball to the left field. Rogers trying to keep this third inning going. And a pitch is way up and out. One ball, no strikes. Reds are traveling. They're on the road tonight to begin a weekend series down in Texas against the Rangers. One ball pitch is hit in the air to shallow right field, and that will drop for a base hit. Auxier will head to third base and will stop there. And there are runners at first and third with two outs for Emily Brock. So Rogers with back-to-back hits. Not really sure what's said. A little conversation going on between Coach Matt Puckett, the home plate umpire. Now, with two outs and runners at first and third, Emily Brock bats. She had a base hit her first time up. Chance here to really put Montgomery County right back in this game. They're down just 5-2 in the third inning, but we're trying to take advantage of opportunities when you can. There are two outs. The pitch to Brock is way outside for a ball. Pate is waiting in the on-deck circle. One ball, no strikes. Tate pitches, and that's low and away, and it's 2-0. Well, Brock with one swing of the bat could tie this game up, certainly. And the count, 2-0. The pitch, and it's foul back. Had a good rip at it. And it's two balls and a strike. Okay, Kate Tate checks her wristband again. Now she's ready. Pitches, and that one's down low. Three balls and a strike, the count. Tate steps back off the pitching rubber, walks behind the circle, puts that mask back on, and she's ready to go to work as Brock steps in. Here comes the 3-1. Big pitch in this game and a swing and a miss. Big rip and a pitch that was kind of down over the outside corner, and we got a full count at 3-2. So a big pitch in this game, even though we're early. Bottom of the third inning, the 3-2 is hit high down the right field line, and that ball will get out of play. And we'll do it again. Kind of breeze blowing. It's kind of a crosswind. Might help something hit to left field. Again, the 3-2, and it's a ground ball. Gets past the pitcher, gloved by the shortstop, and the throw is in time. Well, the young shortstop, Ava Smith, the seventh grader, has looked very good here early in this game, and the Lady Indians are out of the inning. They do come up with a run on the home run by Reagan Oney. They get three hits in the inning and leave a couple on base. We have played three innings. It's West Chesman 5, Montgomery County 2. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 90 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Pitching change here as Lily Hill will come over from first base to pitch, the freshman right-hander, and Riley Martin goes over to play first. Hill is 7-1 on the season, a 3.15 earned run average, has worked 40 innings, struck out 44, walked 20, been in 9 games, and again a 7-1 record, and leading it off is the leadoff batter, Addie Vail. West Chesman starts through the lineup for the third time here at the beginning of the fourth inning, and pitches taken up and away for a ball. Martin threw 77 pitches. She was in all likelihood not going to be around to finish this game, I don't think. There's no pitch count, but there's a pitch that's in for a strike. And it's 1-1. Vail, Hobgood, and Tate batting here in the West Chesman fourth inning. That pitch is over the outside corner for a called strike two. He'll ahead a ball, two strikes. 1-2 is fouled off the screen over on the third base side, and we stay at one ball and two strikes. I think the most impressive thing to me about this West Chesman team is the way they put bat on the ball, and you know, they keep bats alive, and there's a ground ball foul outside of third again. Really making the Montgomery County pitchers work. Martin struck out only two in the first three innings. She averages well over one an inning. There's a ball popped into left field, and Taylor Pate makes the play almost right in her tracks. That ball kind of tailing away from her, and that's the first out of this fourth inning. Paige Hobgood comes to the plate, the freshman. This young lady is a good-looking athlete. I mean, she physically, you can tell she is really strong. She hit a two-run home run in that second inning and hits this ball high in the air to right field, and that'll be off the glove of the right fielder Banfield, and she'll be in at second base. And I said Banfield. That's not Banfield out there, I don't think. Now, and they made that turn. Banfield went over to center field, and it's Maynard who commits the error. So a runner at second base. Pitch fouled back by Tate for a strike. Runner at second with one out. Tate has reached on an error and singled and scored a run in her two trips to the plate. Chance to help her own cause here. Add to her 5-2 lead. That pitch looks like a strike. I mean, from up here, that ball is, I don't know how it could be low, really. That's got to be the call. It's one ball, one strike with one out. Yeah, that pitch is inside, and it's 2-1. Ground ball, Hill gloves, has the runner caught, and throws to third. They'll chase her back to second. They make the throw, and they tag her out. Good job. 1-5-6 on the putout of the lead runner, and there are two outs. The base runner did what she wanted to do. She almost had Hill to throw behind to second base, and if she does that, there's a chance that runner is going to get to third base, but Hill made her freeze, made her start toward third, then delivered, and here's the first pitch to Thompson, and that pitch is in for a strike. So Tate on at first base with a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hill's off-speed pitch drops low, and it's one ball, one strike. Thompson had a run-scoring double her last time up, walked back in the first. One for one on the day. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's a ground ball right back to Hill, who gloves and throws, and the inning is over. So in the top of the fourth, no runs, no hits. There was an error and a runner left on base. We're halfway through our Friday evening contest. It's Wes Jesmond with a 5-2 lead on Montgomery County, and we'll be back here in 90 seconds. I made a deal so sweet. So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey. Oh, yeah. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used, we've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Lonnie Pendleton, at Dutch Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President at People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Taylor Payne leads off the Montgomery County fourth and hits the second pitch in the air. Shallow center field, second baseman goes back and making the play out there is Paige Hobgood. And there's quickly one out for the Lady Indians. Kylie Maynard will come to the plate for Montgomery County. Entered the game, did not start. Takes the left-hand batter, takes it down low for a ball. Maynard, a 167 batting average, has a hit in just six trips to the plate this season. Takes that pitch up and away. And she's ahead, two balls, no strikes. Hagen Stills is on deck for Montgomery County. The Indians down three as they bat here in the home fourth inning. And there's a chopper foul. She was way late on that pitch. Fouls it off, and it's 2-1. Little breeze blowing in right now from left center field. Kind of shifting around on us. And the 2-1 is up and in. Maynard, a pitch away from becoming a one-out base runner. Has a hitter's pitch coming, though. Here's the 3-1. Takes that pitch for strike two. Full count. Fouls this one off. Again, swinging late, but got her bat on it to keep her bat alive. Another 3-2 pitch will be on the way from K.K. Tate. And that one's down low and away, and on with a one-out walk. Is Kylie Maynard. Hagen Stills comes to the plate, and Stills grounded out to the first baseman her first time up there. Now let's see what we've got. Matt Puckett moves toward the home plate umpire. See if we're going to get a pinch hitter, or if we're going to get a runner to come in. So Maynard is going to come out of the game and be replaced at first base. And it's Kenley Auxier who is now running. So now we go with one out, runner at first base. Stills tried to bunt it, didn't get it down. Foul tipped it back for strike one. At least Hagen Stills, a freshman, she was upset with herself that he didn't get that ball down. And you like to see that anyway. She had a chance probably if she gets that ball on the right side of the infield of getting on first base. Now Steels steps out and looks down to Coach Matt Puckett at third base. Steps back in the box. Again, she shows bunt early and then pulls a bat back and takes a big rip and doesn't catch up and she's down. No balls and two strikes. So Tate ahead in the count, 0-2, looking for the second out of the inning. Misses outside, and it's one ball, two strikes. Lily Hill is in the on-deck circle. The 1-2 pitch is fouled back. Stills able to stay alive. Again, look, we got a few sprinkles back around 5:15 or so here, but we didn't really think we were going to get any precipitation to speak of. Here comes the 1-2, and she waits on it and hits it to the first baseman, who gloves and throws, and then it's thrown away at second base, but not enough for Hawkshaw to advance. So the runner moves up in scoring position. And here is Lily Hill, who has hit a soft liner to the shortstop, who made a great play, and then she's grounded out to the shortstop. Temperature listed at 64 degrees right now. Pitch is up and away for a ball. Hill batting with Oney on deck, and we'd rather not have Oney leading off with nobody on. Let's see if she can get on base. And there's a ball hit to the shortstop, who has to make a play and didn't get there. Oh, no. Oh, boy. Yeah, the base umpire way back at shortstop having to make that call, and I don't think she was out, but that's the call, and that's the way it'll stand, and the inning is over. Bottom of the fourth, Montgomery County, no runs, no hits. They leave a runner on base. We're through four, 5-2, West Jesmond. We're back in 90 seconds.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Your official Montgomery County Indians station, WMST Mount Sterling.
Emerson College leading off the fifth inning, and the ball comes in and hits her. Oh, it kind of looks like it did a combination. She's in a little bit of pain. You can't really tell. She's not. I think it hit on maybe on her wrist. It was right down around the handle of the bat. So Collins, the catcher, is going to become a one-out base runner. They're tending to her right now as Collier comes up. The C Corps batting, Collins, Collier, and Corman here against Lily Hill in the top of the fourth, top of the fifth inning. So we've got a break in the action right now. Really what happened on that last play, and it could have been a key play in the game, you never know, but you had Reganoni in the on-deck circle and a runner at second base, and the ball hit to the shortstop, and from here it looked like Lily Hill hitting from that left side beat it out. The out call is made from the base umpire, who is positioned behind shortstop, and I guess that's where they're supposed to be. I don't know. I assume. I don't know if that's the right spot for. You know, I personally think if the umpire is behind the pitcher's mound in that position, or even behind second base, that's a safe call. It's a tough call to make from where he was, and no appeal went to the home plate umpire, and so the Indians had the inning end instead of having two runners on for Reagan Oney coming up. They're still taking a look at the Wes Jesmyn catcher. Let's step out. We'll be back with more softball action. Wes Jesmyn leads 5-2, top of the fifth inning here at Tommy Reffitt Field. We'll be back in a minute.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
When you are looking for quality dental care at affordable prices, there's only one place to go in the Gateway area. That's Sterling Family Dental Care at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. You get it from a dentist and staff that truly cares about their patients. Dr. Johnson also offers the latest in technology when it comes to cosmetic dentistry. Make sure you and your family have quality dental health care. It will put your mind at ease. Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Well, the runner stays in the game. Emerson Collins, and now Emerson Collier bats. He has popped his short and had a base hit and takes the first pitch from Hill in for a strike. Billy Hill working her second inning, coming in relief for Montgomery County. Took a little something off that one and missed out of the zone. It's one ball, one strike. Hill into the windup, and that pitch just misses a little bit outside, and it's 2-1. Again, the flag is blowing in on us right now. Anytime that wind shifts to the east, I get suspicious. And we might get some precipitation here, even though you don't think we will. It's too cool, I believe. There's a pitch fouled away and evens up the count at 2-2. Have a gentleman here in the press box, though, who probably can gauge weather so much better than me. He's been out there in the elements, and there's a ground ball passed to the glove of Martin down the first base line. Runner on the way to third. Throw to second, and not in time. Throw back to third and just back in. And Wes Jesmyn has runners at second and third with nobody out. And so with runners at second and third and nobody out, here is Haley Corman, who's single and scored a run and hit into a fielder's choice. See what Wes Jesmyn elects to do here with the runner at third base in a 5-2 lead, and Hill delivers. She shows bunt, takes a strike. I said a strike. I don't know. They call it ball one. She didn't have a big strike zone. The one ball pitch, and she bunts it foul down the first baseline. Count evens up. One ball, one strike. After Corman, it'll be Mizak to bat. Corman steps in, hits from the right side. Rogers charging at third, and the pitch is off the glove. She's coming home, and they got her. She's out of there. Reagan Oney got back quickly, Got that ball to Hill, and they retire the runner coming to the plate. So 2-1 on the putout. Two ball, one strike count. Moving on to third base is Collier. So she's there now with one out. Two balls and a strike to count. Matt Pugh is going to come out and say, did she try to go for that? And the base umpire calls her safe. Everybody up here thought that she went after it, but it's two balls and a strike. She's kind of smiling. I think she got away with one there. Anyway, here we go. 2-1 the count. Ball is popped in the air, first base side. It will get out of play. And we're all even at two balls, two strikes. Indians are down by three, trying to keep this sixth run of the game for West Jesmyn from crossing the plate here. Top half of the fifth inning. And the 2-2 is, boy, just off the plate. Didn't miss by much there. Three balls and two strikes. Here is a pitch and a swing and a miss, and that's the second out of the inning. So Hill gets a big strikeout of Corman. And here is Abigail Mizak, who has popped to the pitcher and struck out in her two trips to the plate so far. And Hill pitches, and it's in for a strike. No. It had to be low, I guess. Ball won the count. A lot of plate coverage there, but there's a chopper foul over toward the West Jesmyn dugout. One ball, one strike the count. Runner at third base is Collier with two outs. And the 1-1 is grounded right back to Hill, who spears it, makes a play at first. That's a big play by Hill. That's a base hit. But if she doesn't snare it, but she did. And the inning is over. Nothing across for West Jesmyn. They leave a runner on. The Indians had an error there in the fifth, and they have committed four errors in the game. We go to the bottom half of the fifth. West Jesmyn with a 5-2 lead, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
A little delay getting this bottom of the fifth inning underway for Montgomery County as Reagan Oney gets ready to step in. But the catcher, who again got hit down around the wrist area, late coming out. But she is out and getting ready to take a few warm-up pitches before Oney steps in. Oney and Cox and Martin for Montgomery County. As they bat here in the fifth inning, these are all important at-bats now for Montgomery County. Tony steps up there and she says, hey, if I get a hit, then I know I'm going to get to come up and bat again, at least in the bottom of the seventh inning. Tony had a home run her last time up, and I mean, she hit a rocket out to left field for her 12th home run of the season. She gets ready to step in against K.K. Tate. We're kind of right at dusk. The lights are on here at Tommy Reffitt Field. Here we go. Tate is ready, and she pitches, and it's an off-speed pitch that is low and away for a ball. Tate ready into her windup and a swing, and that's an outside pitch, and she just got the end of the bat on it. It's one ball, one strike. There's an off-speed pitch, and that drops in for a strike. Boy, she really came in there slow with that one. So it's a ball and two strikes. See if Oney gets a fastball here, or if Tate, again, stays with the off-speed pitch. The ball is hit on the line to the second baseman back on the edge of the grass for the first out of the inning. So Oney is retired, and that'll bring Madison Cox, who has singled and flied to left, to the plate. Cox steps in, batting right-handed. Martin moves to the on-deck circle. And Cox hits it high in the air to right field, and it'll hang up and be caught out there by Emerson Collier. And quickly, there are two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. And that'll bring Riley Martin to the plate. She has bounced to third and had a base hit. Martin waits on a pitch that comes in slowly and drops low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Henry Kane looking for base runners, even with two outs here. Here's a ball popped up down the first base line, and that will hit just in foul territory. Three players converge. Nobody could get to it. It's one ball, one strike. Tate has allowed six hits in the game. Montgomery County has out-hit West Jesmond 6-5, but Lady Indians have committed four errors. There's a ground ball to the third baseman. She gloves it cleanly and throws, and the inning is quickly over. Quick inning for Tate, too. 1-2-3, the Lady Indians go down for the first time of the game in order. And we go to the sixth inning. West Jesmond with a 5-2 lead, and we'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whittaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whittaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whittaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Ava Smith leading off. The Wes Jesman sixth inning has taken a strike and fouled a pitch off. She's down, no balls, two strikes. Smith has walked and scored a run, and she fouled out to first base, 0-for-1 of the game, and a swing and a miss. She's the first out of this sixth inning. Hill picks up her second strikeout in 2 1/3 innings. Here is Addie Vale, who has popped out, reached on an error and scored, and flied to left field and takes a pitch low and away for a ball. West Jesman, all five runs, all unearned, scored back in the second inning. Pitch fouled off to the left side. The count is even at 1-1. Martin walked Smith in that second inning with two outs on four pitches in that ninth spot. There's a bouncer, and it's off the glove of Cox. She came in ahead to try to short off that ball. That'll be an error and a runner on with one out. Paige Hobgood has reached on an error and hit a two-run home run. As of now, has what would be the game-winning hit. Takes the first pitch. High for a ball. Boy, that looked like it was right in there. Hill. Ready with the 1-0. Takes that pitch for a strike, and it's 1-1. First pitch looked better than that one, but from up here anyway. One ball, one strike count. Wind has kind of moved around now. It's blowing across from right to left field. Pitch taken outside, and it's two balls and a strike. Hobgood bats with Tate on deck. One out, one on. Hill trying to keep West Jesman right where they are in this game at five runs. Swing and a foul back. And the count is even at 2-2. Hobgood hit to what was just her second home run of the season. Off-speed pitch. She waits on it, pops it up. Cox fields it at shortstop for the second out. Good pitch there by Hill. And came at the right time, too. She hasn't thrown many off-speed pitches, but here's K.K. Tate, who has reached on an error, singled and scored, and reached on a fielder's choice. Been on base all three times. Takes that pitch down low for a ball. Montgomery County will have 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order up when we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Well, that pitch looks awfully good. It's 2-0. The 2-0. And that pitch is right over the inside corner right there. I mean, she's crowding that plate. That pitch, maybe it was low, but it's 3-0. Here's the 3-0 from Hill. That's right down the heart of the plate for a strike. She took off to run to first base and now comes back. 3-1 the count. See if Hill can come back on her here. Thompson in the on-deck circle. And she fouls it away and out of play. And it's a full count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Have to get some new softballs into the game. Got a full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runner at first. And Hill's pitch is a bit high for ball four. That's a tough break for Hill. I think she had 2 pitches in that at bat that were probably strikes and just didn't get a call. And now there are runners at first and second for Alexis Thompson, who has doubled a drive in a run. Hit back to Hill on the mound and walked in her 3 trips. Number 4 batter taken inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes to count. There's a pitch fouled away, and it's 1-1. Runners at first and second here. He'll try to get this third out of the sixth inning. Off-speed pitch is high, and it's 2-1. If Thompson can continue the inning, it'll be Emerson Collins who will bat. Hill's 2-1 is a little number to the first baseman. Martin goes over and fields it on the fly, and the inning is over. Wes Jesman in the top of the sixth, no runs, no hits, an error, and 2 runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lady Indians are down 5-2. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Addison Rogers leads off the Montgomery County 6th. Lady Indians needing base runners. Rogers has been up twice, has singled twice. 2 of Montgomery County 6 hits. Emily Brock will bat, and then Taylor Pate here in the home 6. Montgomery County down 5-2. And the pitch is up and away for a ball. Tate on the season in her 20 games has averaged throwing 88 pitches a game. That pitch is in there for a strike. 1 ball, 1 strike. I think Rogers saw that pitch was low. It's 1 ball, 1 strike. Tate delivers, and it's hit high in the air down the right field line. It'll be a foul ball back out of play, and it's 1-2. So Rogers is down in the count. One ball, two strike count. Swing and a miss. She struck her out. That is the first strikeout of the game for Tate. Emily Brock bats. She has singled and bounced out to shortstop. Brock steps in the right side batter's box and takes the first pitch over the outside part of the plate for a strike. One strike to count. Swing and a miss. And Tate gets ahead. No balls, two strikes. So Brock down, two strikes, trying to keep alive here. Takes outside, and it's a ball and two strikes. Well, that was a good waste pitch by Tate. It was easily outside, but it's tough to take pitches. When you get two strikes, you got to really have a good eye. Brock did there. And Tate's 1-2, and the ball is hit on the ground to the second baseman, who gloves and throws in time, and there are two outs. And here is Taylor Pate, who has sacrificed, in a sacrifice fly to drive in a run and popped out to second in her two trips. Stanfield moves to the on-deck circle. Or Maynard, rather, I'm sorry. Here's the first pitch, and the ball is popped in the air. Shallow right field. The second baseman goes over on the edge of the grass, and the inning is over, so Montgomery County has gone 1-2-3, 1-2-3 in these last two innings. As they trail 5-2 as we go to the seventh inning, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of L.A., including new Peach L.A. Get more details on our website, L81.com, and on all L.A. social media. And remember, the peach is back.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Emerson Collins leading off the seventh inning for West Jesmond as falling behind, no balls, two strikes to Lily Hill. Foul net pitch off to the right side. Collins has twice flied to left and has reached on a hit batsman. Down two strikes here. And a check swing, and they're going to appeal, and they say she did not go around. Ball and two strikes to count. Abel will lay off that high pitch. Hill comes with a 1-2 and a swing and a miss. Hill getting her third strikeout since coming in. This is her fourth inning of work. She has she's done the job. She has not allowed a run to score on her watch. Collier has popped to short, reached on an error, and had a base hit. Takes the first pitch for a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's a ball popped up. Foul outside of first, back out of play. One ball, one strike the count. Haley Corman is waiting in the on-deck circle. Montgomery County will have 8, 9, and 1 up to bat in the bottom of the seventh. Ground ball, left side, and gets past the third baseman, and then nobody can play it. That'll be an error. Yeah, Montgomery County defensively, they've got different people in different spots, and it has shown today in this game. That is Montgomery County's fifth error of the game. Corman bats, and that pitch is in for a strike. So Corman bats. Mizak is in the on-deck circle. Ball is hit high in the air, shallow right field, and that ball is going to drop in there. They make the play to second, they got her. That's a 9-6 put out at second base and a fielder's choice for Corman. And here's Mizak to bat. She has popped to the pitcher, struck out, and grounded back to the pitcher. Takes the pitch in for a strike. There's strike two. That's the pitch that has not been called a strike very often. That pitch has been there, I think, all day. It was there for Martin and has been there for Hill, but rarely called a strike. There's the pitch up and in, and it's one ball, two strikes to count. And a 1-2. Swing and a miss, and the inning is over. So Hill sets down Wes Jesmond. No runs, no hits, an error, one left. And we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Lady Indians are down by three, and we'll be back in just a minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Kylie Maynard will lead things off for Montgomery County. Came in back in the fourth inning, walked her first time up there. Stills will be in the on-deck circle, and then we'll be back at the top of the order for Lily Hill. Lady Indians got to have a couple of base runners here. Let's see if somebody can get on against K.K. Tate. And a ground ball to the third baseman. She bobbles it. She picks it up, and she did not get it there in time, and Montgomery County has a base runner. So Oney, or rather, Maynard reaches on the error. That's only the second error of the game against Wes Jesmond, and here comes Stills. And we get the courtesy runner coming in. Auxier will run at first base. Tate goes back of the circle and signals something to her defense, and now gets ready to go to work on Stills, who is twice grounded out to the first baseman. Freshman steps in, batting right-handed. Hill is on deck. And Tate delivers in a late swing by Stills, and she swings through it for a strike. 0-1 the count. Again, Montgomery County hadn't been able to work deep in enough counts in this game either against Tate to really wear her down a little bit. There's a chopper foul at the plate, and Stills is down. No balls and two strikes. And Tate pitches. That pitch is low. And it's one ball, two strikes. Tomorrow, Stills will be down at Lake Harrington. Fishing in the regional tournament. That pitch is outside, and it's 2-2. Right now she's trying to get on base and see if she can help her team come from behind. Tate is ready for the 2-2 and a ground ball back through the middle into center field for a base hit. And the Lady Indians have two on with nobody out. So here is Hill coming to the plate. Hill has hit a soft liner that the shortstop made a great play on and twice grounded out to short. And now we got a conference going on at the mound and before Hill comes to the plate. Again, in case you join us late, Wes Jesman scored five runs in the second inning. They were all unearned and included a Paige Hobgood two-run homer. I mean, she hit a real shot. Wasn't that they didn't hit the ball, but Montgomery County gave them a chance with an error, and that opened the floodgates with two outs, and they took advantage, and Montgomery County has tried to battle from behind, got a run in the second inning, and then only hit a home run in the third, but nothing since then. Now Hill bats with two on and nobody out, and Oney is on deck. So Hill steps in, batting from that left side. And the pitch. Hill, that pitch is outside by 4 or 5 inches there. That's a ball right there. We can see that. That pitch is well outside. So Hill down a strike. And she goes after that pitch, I think, because she feels like, hey, I got a hit at it. And it's no balls and two strikes. Well, it's tough for a batter to be put in a position where you feel like you got to swing at pitches you don't want to swing at. But that's where Hill was there, I think, and she's down two strikes. Tate in control. That pitch is way upstairs. It's a ball and two strikes. Runners ready to roll at first and second. The 1-2 is fouled back, and the count stays at 1-2. Hill against Boyd County in a game a week ago. Three-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning to a walk-off to give Montgomery County a lead and a win in that game. Now, though, she's down one ball, two strikes, takes it outside. 2-2. Hill with plenty of strength and plenty of speed, a great combination. And the 2-2, that's down low, and it's a full count at 3-2. Hill waiting on the payoff, and Tate is ready. and she pitches, and that's outside, and the bases are loaded. What a good at bat by Hill to come back and get on base. And now here comes Reagan Oney, who has lined to second, grounded to third, and hit a blast over the left field fence. Cox is on deck. Tate looks into the dugout, has the signal, looks at her wristband, ready to pitch, and throws it, and it's hit high in the air down the right field line, and it will get back out of play. Strike one, the count. Owen won the count. Cox on deck. And then Martin would bat next if we go that far. Oney waits. Tate ready. There's a ball ripped into center field for a base hit. That's going to get two runs in. Runner stops at second base, and it is a 5-4 game. Madison Cox will come to the plate, so Oney with a two-run single. And Montgomery County has a shot to tie this game up. Hill and Oney, you've got two players that really run well on the bases. Martin is on deck. Boy, with Martin and Rogers to follow again, Cox doesn't have to have a lot of pressure. She can be a little patient up there. Tate stepping in, hits from that right side, a little open stance. There Cox, and there's a pitch fouled away by Madison Cox, out of play for a strike. 0-1 the count. So Tate ahead in the count. There's a ball that's hit into right field for a base hit. That'll get the tying run in. Oney heads for third base, and she is safe sliding in. And Cox in at second. And it is a 5-5 game. That's a base hit and an RBI for Cox. She moves to second on the throw to third. And now coming to the plate is Riley Martin. They're going to walk Riley Martin.
Well, that's smart.
Load the bases up to create the force at any play. And now here comes Addison Rogers, who has singled twice. She struck out her last time up, but I think she got a little frustrated the last time. Got a call strike that she felt like was really low. And then ended up striking out. Oney ready to run at third base. She represents the winning run for Montgomery County here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the pitch taken in for a strike. Rogers down a strike. After Rogers, it's Emily Brock who would bat next. Rogers trying to end the game right here. Takes that pitch low for a ball. One ball, one strike count to Rogers. And Tate pitches, and the ball is hit to the shortstop. They have to come home, and the ball is off the plate, and Montgomery County has won. Reagan Oney able to come home on the ground ball. And Montgomery County with four runs in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The Lady Indians come from behind to beat West Jesmond. And we'll be back to recap this one for you right after we step out for a couple of minutes on the Gateway Sports Network.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhen.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Back here at Tommy Reffitt Field, the Indians come up with four runs on three hits. There was a Wes Jesmyn error, a couple runners left on there in the bottom half of the seventh inning, and the Indians win it 6-5 as Montgomery County improves to 21-2. Wes Jesmyn now at 18-5, and the winning numbers for Montgomery County, six runs, nine hits, five errors on the day for the Lady Indians, seven left on. For Wes Jesmyn, five runs on five hits. They committed two errors and left nine runners on base. Winning pitcher is Lily Hill, who gets her eighth win of the season and wins on back-to-back days for Montgomery County. And the losing pitcher, a tough loss for K.K. Tate, who again has been involved in her team's 23 decisions, has had 21 of the game. She's now at 16-5 on the season. Again, in the second inning today, after a pop-out, there was a single, another pop-out, then a walk, and with two runners on, an error on the infield on Montgomery County that allowed two runs to score, and then Hopgood hit a two-run home run, and then Tate singled, and Thompson got a base hit to drive in, or a double to drive in the fifth run. Five runs on four hits, all run earned because the inning should have ended with the infield error. And so was it 5-0. Montgomery County got a run in the bottom of the second on a base hit by Addison Rogers. She scored after Emily Brock got a base hit to move her around to third. Taylor Pate with a sacrifice fly to make it 5-1. Second inning with one out. Reagan Oney had a long home run to left field to make it 5-2, but it was K.K. Tate really settling down in the middle innings. She did not allow a hit in the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings of the game today, but leading off the Montgomery County sixth inning, it was Maynard reaching on an error, a base hit by Stills back through the middle, a walk to Hill, a two-run base hit by Oney to bring the lead down to one run. Then Madison Cox with a single to drive in the tying run. And after a walk to Martin to load the bases intentionally, it was a ground ball off the bat of Addison Rogers to the shortstop. She had to try to make a play at home, and only able to beat it to the plate to give Montgomery County the win. So the Lady Indians now will get some time off. They'll not play for 4 days before they come back next week against Madison Central, and they'll do it with a 21-2 record. Our thanks to all of our sponsors and to you for joining us. Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and that'll do it for us tonight. Thanks a lot for joining us for softball action, and till we join you sometime next week for baseball or softball for the Indians or Lady Indians, I'm Dan Manley saying thanks a lot for being with us. Montgomery County 6 and West Jesmond 5 for the second Friday night in a row. Montgomery County with a rally in the bottom half of tonight, the seventh inning. Last week it was the eighth to get a victory. Montgomery County 6, West Jesmond 5. Till next week, so long, everybody.
You're listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Sports, WMST. This broadcast is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more timeless favorites on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Put me in coach. I'm ready to play
today. Stop.